Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having a new friend on the show, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Rwanda. Rose Basinge is here. Rose is the owner of Creations of Rosa in Kigali, Rwanda. She's also the facilitator of an organization that I've been telling you about for a long time, started by my friend Terry Neese, our friend. She's a member of our brain trust, Terry Neese. The organization is called Peace Through Business, and the goal is to facilitate peace around the world by people doing business together. And Rose is in the United States right now at the graduation of a number of women from Rwanda and from Afghanistan of their program, the entrepreneurship program that Peace Through Business program is offering. And Rose is here to help these ladies get started. And she's joining us now on the show to talk to us about that. Rose Singe, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
Yeah, you're doing a good job. It's Businge.
Yes. Okay, Businge. Well, Rose, first I want to congratulate you and thank you for your leadership, for having the courage and showing the leadership to take the position of director of Peace Through Business in your country, in Rwanda, and for being a leader to these young women who are part of this program. Tell the audience how many women are part of this year's graduating class.
This year we have 15 women in total from Rwanda, but 10 of those are the new students, while 5 of us are the leadership team, because what we are doing uniquely this year is developing a strong leadership team in both Afghanistan and Rwanda. So this year it is unique in that we are running two tracks, the new class and then the leadership team.
I see. Okay, and we're going to hear from the folks in from Afghanistan tomorrow. And now these are women who have been training, who've been studying, and who are now ready to graduate from the program, aren't they?
Yes, they. What's going to happen as they finish their mentorship week? We'll go back to Dallas. Each will be coming from their respective mentorship homes and companies, and then we go back to Dallas and have the summit, the business summit, and then everything will end with the graduation of all the students. And then when we go back home, that is when the job begins, because we need to pay it forward. We need this information to be shared with other business women owners, and then
these women will not only go back and run their own businesses, but they'll be tasked with the assignment of spreading the word to other women entrepreneurs, other women who want to become entrepreneurs, who want to start their own business. Their job will be to spread the word about this to grow it like that, right?
Yes. For example, right now, Rwanda has registered an alumni association of all the women who have gone through this program, both those who were able to come to the U.S. and even those who remained. We have created this association so that it gives us a platform to then implement some of the things that we would like to see done. And one of the things that we are focusing on moving forward is to ensure that we can translate part of the at least simplify the syllabus so that the uneducated Rwandan woman who cannot speak English has access to this kind of information.
Right, right, exactly, and so that's a big job then, right? I mean, you've got to convert the English to your native language. So how is your government supporting entrepreneurship in Rwanda?
I don't know. Some of you have known about what happened in 1994, the genocide that
right.
So left over a million people dead. And so at that point, from that point on, women had to step up because most of them had been widowed. Their husbands had died. Their sons had died. And so the woman became the sole breadwinner. And I think that government also realized that gap because, as you may know, currently Rwanda holds the biggest representation of women in the world in parliament. So we have about 56% of parliamentarians being women. And so government is behind the efforts of women and their development in various sectors. And I believe that even within the private sector right now, 40% of registered businesses in Rwanda belong to women. And we still have a long way, but government is behind us.
Right. Well, good. Well, that's an interesting dynamic in the parliament there. 56% of the members of parliament in Rwanda are women.
Yes.
Wow. That's amazing. So where do you see the Peace Through Business program going in Rwanda? How do you see it? How has it grown, and how do you see it growing over the next few years?
Currently, one of the challenges that we need to deal with, and I think it's a cultural thing, is for women to be willing to be pioneers of given causes. For example, right now, for Peace Through Business to succeed, we are rallying women behind the idea that women can educate and empower other women, and not necessarily that they need to get paid for that, but to do it looking at what the next generation can become if everybody volunteered a few hours here and there and get their resources to make their country better. And
right.
So the Peace Through Business program gives us the direction. It helps us. Like, I'm realizing that now, going through this program and the people that I have met, it kind of gives you the realization that you have a voice, and the onus is on you to use that voice.
Rose, hold on to that thought, Rose. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Right back with Rose Bushinge. She's from Rwanda. Stay with us. 20 after, I should say. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I want to bend the
camera. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.